based on how you buy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now is the time to act boldly and wisely, to not only revive this economy, but to build a new foundation for lasting prosperity. Now's the time to jumpstart job creation, restart lending, and invest in areas like energy, healthcare, and education that will grow our economy. That is why jobs must be our number one focus in 2010, and that's why I'm calling for a new jobs bill tonight. People are out of work. They're hurting. They need our help. And I want a jobs bill on my desk without delay.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air now. I'm Doug Steffen with another hour of overview, if you will. The president and his speech, the two State of the Union speeches that have already been on the books, as it were. You heard there excerpts from both of them. The same theme as this one, jobs, number one. It's he's more appropriately tuned into many more of you, it would appear. The nation is clamoring for jobs. The president will call for targeted spending to boost the economy, but also for budget cutting in the State of the Union address tonight. The war and other issues are vying for attention. The president will put the economy above everything else. The television audience will be watching in the tens of millions. The president will hone in on jobs, the issue of the most importance to you, the rest of the people in our country, and his hopes for a second term. Let's go to CBS now and Bob Orr speaking with White House correspondent Chip Reed. They say jobs will be number one. The State of the Union is going to be one thing, but reality will be another, and specifics will probably be lacking somewhat.
It seems to me that this speech will go on for an hour or so, but you could pretty much sum it up in one word with jobs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Jobs. There will be some other themes. There are not going to be a whole lot of details. Robert Gibbs made clear to us today that there won't be a lot of specifics, and it's not going to be just a laundry list of issues, as State of the Union speeches sometimes are. It's really going to be thematic, and in talking about jobs, the president's going to talk about competitiveness and the importance of kind of upping our game, and that's going to require some spending or investment, as he's going to call it. And he's also going to talk a lot about cooperation in the wake of the Tucson tragedy, and he'll have some guests up in the gallery related to that tragedy. So you're going to hear a lot of big picture talk, but not a lot of specifics, Bob.
And behind jobs, I guess he also has to spend some time talking about the deficit and trying to figure out how all this fits together.
That's right. And today Robert Gibbs said he's going to be talking a lot about getting our fiscal house in order, but he would not give us any specifics. He wouldn't even say if there are going to be specifics in the speech. So I suggest in that area, too, it's going to be quite broad, quite general.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio and talk television, the new media, et cetera, et cetera. From CBS, we focus now on what CNN is talking about. Kate Boldane reporting that the president is going to discuss American innovation. He's been going around the country and will continue this week to talk about innovation as a way to boost the economy. What do you think? You'll have a chance to sound off in a few minutes on the countdown.
That is why jobs must be our number one focus in 2010. And that's
similar to his first State of the Union address, with unemployment still hovering over 9%, President Obama in his second address will focus largely on jobs. He offered a preview of the speech in a videotaped message to supporters.
My number one focus is going to be making sure that we are competitive, that we are growing, and we are creating jobs, not just now, but well into the future.
The president's push for jobs will be joined by another reoccurring White House theme, American innovation and competitiveness.
We're going to have to out-innovate. We're going to have to out-build. We're going to have to out-compete. We're going to have to out-educate other countries. That's our challenge.
To do that, Mr. Obama will likely say, requires a combination of tackling the federal deficit along with new investments in targeted areas, as he suggested last week in upstate New York.
That means spurring innovation in growing industries like clean energy manufacturing, the kind of stuff that's being done right here at this plant. Ensuring our economy isn't held back by crumbling roads and broken down infrastructure. It means educating and training our people.
But more government spending will be a tough sell, as the president is facing a very different political landscape this time around. Republicans are now in control of the House and have a stronger minority in the Senate.
Washington investment needs more spending, and right now more spending is anathema to where most American people are right now.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Effa Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spice. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as a Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Next up on our Talk Radio Countdown show, I'm thinking of that song, remember, get a job, boom, boom. Well, there are, let's see, is 9.4 million people on the books, and therefore that means somewhere between 14 and 16 million people are actually out of work. And last year at this time, or when the president came into office, I think it was 8.9% unemployment, so it hasn't gone in the right direction, and you can be plenty sure they're worried about that. Here from NBC host Chris Matthews speaking with New York Magazine's John Heilman and Newsweek's Jonathan Alter. They discuss how effective the president could be discussing jobs for the third time.
Let's take a look at the bump, and here it is, Obama on his video, and then the Sunday reaction. This is, by the way, let's go back to the 1992 campaign. Bill Clinton outlined an economic plan that included lots of innovative plans. Here's how the New York Times described the Clinton plan coming out of that election. It was hot stuff. It was called the Future Budget. It was designed to increase investment in areas like education and environmental technology and accelerate spending on highway and bridge construction and upkeep. But before his inauguration, amid concerns about interest rates and the higher deficits than expected, Bill Clinton saw headlines like this one in the New York Times: growing U.S. debt is limiting options. So, John, I want to go back to you and John Heilman. This is fascinating stuff. What I'm zeroing in on is that Bill Clinton, when he got elected, was state-of-the-art, a really smart young governor, came to Washington with all kinds of exciting plans about how a moderate or progressive Democrat could really, in an older sense of progressive, could really move the country economically with the right kind of industrial policy. It's called neoliberalism, education. education, high tech, the works. But he couldn't do it because he was stymied by a high deficit. Scary numbers come in from CBO. Now, this president, even with high numbers, has got lower interest rates. So Obama sees an opening. He will cut some of the entitlements tomorrow night, perhaps. But he's going to push the positive economic stimulus stuff in the budget. Tell me about that if you believe what I believe is true.
Well, Chris, to start with, you know, the president gave a kind of a preview of what he's thinking about this back in December. No one paid attention to it, but he gave a speech at a community college in North Carolina where he said exactly what you're saying. It was kind of almost a revival of Clinton's putting people first kind of human capital agenda, talking about how we need to invest in infrastructure, innovation, education in order to build a foundation for the 21st century economy and stay competitive with our rivals abroad, especially China. The biggest problem for him, and I think he is going to talk about this a lot tomorrow night in the State of the Union. But the biggest problem for him is he faces the same fiscal constraints, maybe even bigger fiscal constraints than Bill Clinton.
But interest rates are zero.
Interest rates are low.
Clinton's biggest fear was higher interest rates that would have stymied growth. Now we have interest rates that are effectively not there. So how can you say it's the same situation?
Well, I'd say it's the same situation in the sense that the budget deficit's even larger now than it was then. Yeah. And there are a lot of economists who would say that those, though interest rates are low today, the worry is that those rates are going to rise in the future if we don't lay out a long-term plan for dealing with the long-term structural deficit.
But, Chris, here's the thing. Barack Obama, in the stimulus package, $787 billion passed in February of 2009. That was more public investment than Bill Clinton managed in 8 years.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, 800-510-8255. That's the way to be in touch. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. We'll see how all of this shakes out. Yes, this is the third straight year with basically the same theme. Why will it meet more this time? Well, because he wants to get reelected. He knows that's what he has to do. Here from Fox News, Megyn Kelly speaking with Democratic strategist Dan Gerstein and Republican strategist Douglas McKinnon. They agree the State of the Union address historically is filled with lots of rhetoric, few specifics, lots of promises.
This is very interesting because the president is expected, based on the little preview he gave over the weekend, to focus on jobs. And that part is not unexpected, Dan, but already he's going to get hit because that's what he said the past couple of years, and yet we continue to struggle. And people think that he took his eye off the ball when he focused on things like health care instead of the economy.
Absolutely. I think what's different is that we just had an election where the American people sent a very clear signal to the president that they didn't think he shared his priorities, and they didn't have confidence that he had a plan for both short-term job creation and long-term economic growth. And I think everything you're hearing about the State of the Union, they're not just gestures. There's a signal of understanding that they need to have a growth strategy that will give the American people confidence and deal with this crisis of confidence, and also reassure the biz community, I'm sure Liz will get into this, that he's not out to get them. And I think the signals he's been sending so far have been very good, very clear, and that will continue in the State of the Union.
Douglas, how does he get past all that? Because, you know, it's one thing to show progress on this, that, or the other thing, but it's another to be stuck with that 9.4% unemployment rate that just keeps glaring at you over and over and over, and the American people looking at you from unemployed sofas and homes.
Well, I think, Megan, what people have to understand about this State of the Union address, and I think Dan might agree with me. He and I have written our fair share of speeches over the years. It's number one, the modern-day State of the Union address is basically a waste of time, and it's an insult to the American voter.
Really?
If you look at what, well, in terms of every single government agency is going to try to pack in everything they care about into that State of the Union. But the more important thing for your viewers to understand is what President Obama is trying to do with this State of the Union is to save one job in particular, and that's his job. This will probably be the first event in his reelection campaign for 2012, and people have to understand going forward that there's going to be a lot of rhetoric in this speech with very few specifics, unfortunately.
And Douglas is right to a certain extent. State of the Unions are mostly for optics. There's a lot of symbolism. But the best State of the Unions are the one that set a tone for the rest of the year to come. And I think that's what this can be strategically very important for the president. There are a lot of doubts about him. There's been a crisis of confidence in his leadership as a strong leader. This is a chance to start answering those questions. However, you're not going to do it with one speech. It's going to be the policies that follow. And I think that will be the big question. I actually think much more important than the State of the Union is the president's budget. That is going to be a statement of his administration's priorities and how they're going to allocate increasingly scarce resources.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
As directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen continuing now at 23 and change past the hour. If you're just joining us, we're talking about how effective the president may or may not be discussing jobs, the problem with jobs, for the third straight time. You've listened to the Democrats, you've listened to the Republicans, you've listened to the pros, you've listened to the cons, you've listened to those people. Now, the president has acknowledged that he's been surrounded by a lot of academics and people who are theorists, and that's why the health care bill came out the way it did, and that's why a lot of other things have come out, because they're theory, and the American public doesn't like the theory. They want facts, they want action, they want results. So is that what's going to happen? Who the heck knows? Right now, though, let's go on the radio side for Talk Host John Gambling's discussion with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who's a New York senator, replaced Hillary Clinton, says if the president could put together a long-term job strategy, then he will be successful at getting reelected. Let's listen in.
Let's talk about the job thing. I think that you would agree government does not create jobs, right?
Absolutely. People create jobs. And
companies create jobs.
Companies and people and ideas. It's the entrepreneurial spirit that creates a strong economy. It's small businesses. Two-thirds of all new jobs get created by small businesses. So what we need to do is give them the tools they need, whether it's access to more lending, whether it's better tax policy, whatever we can do to help them grow, particularly in the high-tech sector, which is important for New York State, the R&D tax credit, which is the tax credit we give for research and development. If we can put that into place long-term for 10 years or make it permanent, then companies can get more early-stage investment. You know, we've had to renew that tax credit 14 times since 1981. And so when people are thinking about making investments, they don't know that that tax credit is going to be there next year or not, because they don't know what Congress will do. So if we can get that put in place, it'll mean billions more in early-stage investments for growing industries.
Senator, let me ask you this question along these lines. I've been following this, and it's been interesting to watch the president right from day one, even George Bush, prior to Barack Obama, has really focused on green energy and solar and wind and all of that. Mm-hmm. And as we have been focusing with tax credits and subsidies and all of the things to encourage that, which I applaud and think is a good idea, we have watched the Chinese undercut that completely.
Yeah, well, the Chinese is investing a lot more money than we have. But my view is, if we can beat the Russians on the race to the moon, we can beat the Chinese in the race to green energy. We have the entrepreneurial spirit. We have the innovation. We have the best engineers in the world. So what I think the president wants to do is really unleash that innovation and really give the support that's necessary on the level that China is giving for their businesses. So we need to make the climate very, very hospitable for economic growth. And that means making sure we look at tax issues, making sure we look at the way we invest in terms of research and development and grants, and really create a climate that allows for both short-term and long-term growth.
But we haven't seen the investment to that level.
We haven't, no. The Chinese are investing on far greater levels.
But why haven't we, do you think?
We need to. It's what I think we need to do to turn the economy around. I think it's one of the key things that if we make this investment now, if we signal to the private sector that we are going to be there for the long haul with favorable tax treatments, that helps because we then allow the innovation and the entrepreneurial spirit of these inventors to come through and not only create the new technologies, but then be able to really rely on the great manufacturing we have in our state and our country.
Let me ask you this question. Maybe you have asked the question of those that can make the difference. I couldn't believe that when Chris Christie pulled the plug on the ARC tunnel, that the federal government did not come in and buy it. I mean, I know there was a lot of money there, but to let this go away seems to go against what the president's going to say tomorrow night and what he's been saying about investing in transportation, green,
yes,
et cetera.
Well, green energy is one approach. The second approach is infrastructure to make it more efficient.
Have you asked why they didn't do that?
Well, I will ask that question. I think the investment possibility is still there, though. You know, one thing that I did right away, along with Senator Schumer, is saying, hey, New Jersey, if you don't want the money, we do. And we'll do it on our end, and we'll create that transportation network on our end.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The time to act boldly and wisely to not only revive this economy but to build a new foundation for lasting prosperity. Now's the time to jumpstart job creation, restart lending, and invest in areas like energy, healthcare, and education that will grow our economy. That is why jobs must be our number one focus in 2010, and that's why I'm calling for a new jobs bill tonight. People are out of work, they're hurting, they need our help. And I want a jobs bill on my desk without delay.
All right, so there's President Obama from the first two State of the Union addresses. And what you hear, I guess, is not what you got, because it was the same rhetoric in the first year and then a repetition of that rhetoric in the second year, that is last year at this time, and nothing really has come out of it. And so one would wonder if he says the same thing or basically the same thing tonight, why anybody would pay any attention to it, right? 800-510-8255. We'll be taking your calls in a few moments here on the countdown. We're reviewing what the state of the state is, the state of the union, more or less. And under the circumstances, the interesting thing here is that we have more anticipation than we did before. Anyway, here are Mac and Gatos from their radio program with an overview of what to expect tonight. Sam Donaldson joins them for the conversation.
Why don't we start with this is the third State of the Union for the president. Jobs in the economy, is it going to be 80% of what we're going to hear on Tuesday night?
Large percentage. I don't know if it's going to be 80%. But the theme, we're told, is competitiveness. Now, no one can be against competitiveness. We got to compete with the rest of the world. Everyone understands that. But Republicans already are just kind of counterattacking because they believe what the president is going to say is we need to spend more money in certain areas in order to be competitive. Well, okay, but the Republicans were going to say, no, we don't have to spend more money in order to be competitive, and the issue will be joined.
Well, I think the last year he said, I remember the president saying we're going to go back to spending what we did in, I think, 2007. We were going to go back to the limits. That did not happen, obviously, over the last few years.
The Republicans want to go back to 2008 in many of the categories.
I thought it was 2006.
Well, no, I think it's 2000.
Okay.
Look, let's face it. Which Republicans are we talking about? The majority of the newcomers in the House of Representatives, the so-called Tea Party people, they want to really slash. And Paul Ryan, who is just one of the top guys on that side, they're going to head the Budget Committee, he wants to really slash too. But a lot of the leadership, including John Boehner, the Speaker, who wants to cut, but not that much that quickly. So first of all, we have to settle it with the Republican caucus. I mean, this is going to be a very tough 2 years when it comes to money. Everyone says we need to save, but a lot of people say we also have to raise more revenue. And the Republicans just say no to that across the board.
Yeah, I think what the president's going to do tomorrow is he's going to say what not to cut. I think he's going to kind of build this fence around
of what we need.
These are the things that we can't cut. The other things, I'm talking to you, the Republicans, saying the president of the United States, I'm talking to you, Republicans. The other things I can consider. But these things that I'm building a fence around, you can't cut. That's what I hear he's going to do tomorrow.
Well, he is going to, again, using the umbrella of competitiveness. I mean, he's not just going to say, well, we can't not only cut education, we're going to add to it. He's going to say, in order to be competitive, we have to educate young people, particularly to come into the world in order to show the Chinese that we, too, can add 2 + 2, and therefore we have to add money. In other words, he's trying to dress up his spending proposals in ways that say this will help create jobs. Are you against jobs? And the Republicans are going to say, no, we're not against jobs, but we think that's just spending money unwisely.
It's just Sam Donaldson overviewing what he thinks you're going to spread. He's been around for a long time with Mac and Gatos. The expectations are high, depending on who you are, I guess. No surprises. It's the economy. 800-510-8255. Most of you that are on the phone now are focused on the job situation as opposed to the State of the Union. In other words, the question of the problems that have arisen in 2010 and 2009 and 2008 and keep going back for, I guess, 3 or 4 years. That's what most people want to have a focus on. So let's see how that cooks. Your call is coming up in a matter of moments here on the countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Oh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Miss Luden's wild honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the field, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
You're stuck on a treadmill. You're making minimum payments on your credit cards and you just don't get anywhere. Let's say you owe $5,000 and your rate is 21%. Of your $100 minimum payment, $87 is interest. That's why over 5 million people have called Consolidated Credit. The Freedom Quest program from Consolidated Credit will get credit card companies to reduce or eliminate your interest and even cut your payments by up to 50%. Get off the treadmill and get on with your life. Call Consolidated Credit. They're the freedom people. Only Consolidated Credit has the Freedom Quest program. Call now. 1-800-897-8374. 1-800-897-8374. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution. Based on 2% minimum payment. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed by New York State Banking Department. Licensed debt management service provider. Maryland 429.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. Rick in San Diego doesn't expect to hear anything convincing from the president.
I don't expect much from the abomination. This is not America. You know, you have a liberal who's, you know, I mean, guy reads, as a student of Karl Marx, reads Mein Kampf, you know, and he goes out and he massacres, you know, 10 people. And who gets blamed? Conservatives. Oh, the nasty conservatives. Oh, the gun laws. Oh, having gun laws. You know, we need to show unity. Oh, we need to, you know, Susan Collins, you know, might as well just change to the Democratic Party. I'm tired of rhinos like her. My question is, where are the liberals? Where are the Democrats that are going to sit to show unity with Republicans and conservatives? Where's the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons and the unions that had crosshairs on Republican and conservative candidates, you know, during campaigns? Where are they going to sit? Are they going to sit with Democrats going to sit on the other side of the aisle with the Republicans to show unity? They expect everybody to show unity with them. They're not in charge.
All right, so there's an angry guy. Rick, maybe you need to take something. And isn't it interesting always when you hear these people that hear from somebody else the thoughts that they identify with, and that's okay, I understand that, but there's no real gelling of new ideas. It's the same old phrases, abomination. If you haven't got something better to add to it, please don't bother calling, because you can do that with some other circumstance in another radio program. 800-510-8255. Let's find out if Will in Maryland has some thoughts that are different than our last caller or the usual bill of fare.
I just want to point out that over-regulation, under-regulation, no regulation, it doesn't make a difference because you can't trust anyone in business and government at all. I worked in government, and I know that the corruption in regulatory government and its personnel, or the greedy businesses, or anything involved in employment, production, what have you, is so rife with this mafia-like corruption in America. It doesn't make a difference, so you might as well get rid of all this expensive regulation. Let people go crazy and do what they're going to do in business, because whether you have it or not, it doesn't work. Look at the guy from BP. I don't remember his name, the one that retired, a multi-billionaire. Look at the people from Enron. Look at Three Mile Island. Watch the movie Silkwood.
Well, sir, you're a little off base here. Wow, these callers today, woof. 800-510-8255. The people that ran Enron are either dead or in jail. And the people that are involved, there certainly is plenty of corruption, and government is rife with corruption because it's too big. That's the thing. Nobody wants to deal with the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Government is too big. And therefore, with all of these services that are being provided, there is plenty of opportunity for corruption, fraud, abuse, that kind of stuff. And I guess 'twas ever thus. But again, we're hearing sort of the same sorts of things. The Obama State of the Union, more focus on jobs. That's what people want to have in their focus, whether they're getting it or not, remains to be seen. Probably talk about that tomorrow. Carol, you're in Boston with your thoughts on the president's speech, or at least on the president's ratings, or what you're expecting from the speech tonight.
Well, one of the interesting things that I think is, well, one of the things I think is interesting about this and this tone of the State of the Union is that it really plays into the president's strong suit, meaning that Obama is a politician who sort of defined himself on this call for bipartisanship, and he kind of sort of got away from that once it became clear that Republicans were not going to work with him. And now he's in this position where he needs Republicans to work with him because he needs Republican and Democrat support to get anything done in Congress. And so by having this more civil, this talk about civility and the need for bipartisanship and coming together, and as Republicans see his president's approval rating move by him engaging in sort of bipartisan legislation, as you saw in the lame duck session, almost creates this incentive for people to work together more, which strengthens the hand of the president or plays into where he is most comfortable. If you looked at him over the last 2 years before the November elections, where he took quite a beating, you know, he was never really that great when he was coming under a tremendous amount of criticism and they were constantly having him on the defense. That's not how he operates at his best. He's not as quick on his feet in those scenarios. Whereas if he sort of has the upper hand or is playing this more offensive game or this bipartisanship, he operates, it suits him better and he operates more effectively. All of this certainly bodes well for President Obama's style as a politician. Whether or not it lasts is the big question.
Interesting how the last couple of Democrats, let's see, go back through certainly the Bill Clinton years and how good he was at handling the public or speaking, how he made people feel. He was a comfortable, sort of a soft shoe, if you will. And Obama's the same. Articulate, intelligent. Does that mean, let's try to figure this out. Here's an interesting speculative point of view, that Republicans are not as smooth. Ronald Reagan was very smooth. How intelligent are they? Republicans, Republican presidents, are they as intelligent as Democrats, Democratic presidents? Again, with an eye to Obama and to Bill Clinton, thinking about George Bush, the son certainly, and maybe George Bush the father didn't come across. I mean, they're Ivy League guys, but were they really that well educated? You can go to an Ivy League school and get through it. That doesn't mean you're going to come out of it particularly well educated or intelligent. Whatever goes in comes out, I guess, right? So what about it? Is Obama and the legacy of Bill Clinton, when you think back about that, are they signs that the Democrats or Democratic presidents, look at John F. Kennedy, a pretty intelligent fellow, right? Although LBJ didn't seem to be that smart. Eisenhower was smart. Maybe the more modern presidents, the ones who are from the Reagan era on up, because many of those same people that were in the Reagan administration were around for the first George Bush administration and the George Bush the son administration. 800-510-8255. Just asking speculatively. Think about Obama's speech last year and the year before. Think about Bill Clinton's speeches versus George Bush's speeches. You can even compare, if you want, the George Bush father to son. Father was a lot smarter than the son. But in general, do you think Republicans are as smart as Democrats? And as you listen around to the radio or watch some of the television that we monitor here, if you're interested in the other side, do you watch or listen to the other side on radio or television? Or do you just ignore them because you all think they haven't got anything to say? 800-510-8255. George is in Virginia with an explanation as to the job circumstance from his perspective.
I'd like to make one suggestion, and that would be to name all state capitals and Washington, D.C. as Lilliput, and realize that all the regulations are installed by the Lilliputians to stop the individuals from doing anything that would be very constructive. I'll give you an example. A little girl was selling lemonade in a lemonade stand, and the government came down and told her she had to have a $75 license to sell lemonade on the street corner. Said, think about that. All the little strings that the governments are putting on industry is why we do not have a viable industry in the country. Thank you.
You know, you make a good point. We've all heard that story, three or four different examples, actually, the lemonade stand and the other stupidity put forth by government bureaucrats. Why would you want a 10-year-old girl to have a $75 license to sell lemonade? Good God, you're right, sir.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing along with your calls, the focus on the President, the State of the Union, and the state of your job, and the state of jobs and employment or unemployment in general. Vonner, you're on the air now on the Countdown Live. Hi.
Yes. Good morning, Doug. Good
morning.
How are you this morning?
Well, thank you. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm driving my truck this morning. I think that the Republicans are just as a good educated as the Democrats are, but they just doesn't come across as a smooth talker, you know. Regardless. About the speech tonight, President Obama is going to move towards the right, and I think that he will talk about cutting the tax and lowering the debt ceiling, and he has to talk about jobs. He has to incorporate that, and I think it will be more of a campaign speech of getting ready for 012. And my last point is I think he will incorporate the Tucson shooting also. Thank you, Doug.
All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Interesting to look at the list of tax hikes in Obamacare. I wonder who's thinking about that, the tax hikes, the forms, the initiatives, the mandates, all of that. If I were a congressman or a senator, although this is not a Q&A, it's not like a prime time press conference. What it is the president laying out his agenda. And the question is, will it be any different? Will the job thing, which is now front and center, so he said that last year and the year before. So what's different? And we're talking about the smoothness of presentation with Republicans and Democrats. That's come into the fold as well. Tom, you're in New York, and I understand because I'm looking at what it is that you would like to talk about. You and I are on the same page for sure here.
Thank you. Good morning. Just a comment. The economy, it seems to me, the economy is regulated to maximize the revenue to the government, not to maximize the benefit to the citizen. Mm-hmm. Being from New York, seeing this enormous government class in our state, and I believe it's nationwide, you cannot regulate and exploit that many people. There are not enough people actually working to actually satisfy the needs of this regulatory government. So that's sort of my general statement, and I'll just kind of leave it there.
All right, that's fair enough. 800-510-8255, no comment needed. Next up is Ralph from West Virginia, the president, and how, and why, and all right, I'll let you explain, Ralph.
With the regulations that they have today, I feel like that we have just about turned this country into communism because everything has got jobs going to China. And I feel like that the people of America, I had to do some work on my house. I went to get some nails, and they were made in China. You're going to tell me we are so bad in this country that we can't even make a nail and the other small items that we need and that we use? Are we sending jobs to China? I mean, are we going to be communists, or what are we going to be?
Well, I tell you, an experience that I had this week looking for pillows, Ralph, I went to a couple of different stores, a linen outlet and Bed Bath & Beyond. I was looking for pillows that were not made in China because I look at the label of everything like I'm betting a lot of you do, or I hope most of you do, and it was one pillow, a different grade, the next pillow, a different grade, upgrade, downgrade, didn't make a difference how much it cost. It was made in China. So I asked the manager of one of the stores to find me a pillow that wasn't made in China. And he went through and he found a pillow, and he proudly pointed to the label and said, well, the pillow itself is stitched in China, but it's stuffed in the USA. Isn't that great? Super. Diane, in Florida, let's go, please, ma'am.
I would like to speak to the fact that Cass Sunstein has been appointed by Obama as the new regulations czar. Now, Mr. Sunstein says this is a position that he has, quote-unquote, dreamed of his whole life. So the man is as left as you can get. We should be very wary about Mr. Obama saying he wants to rewrite regulations for businesses, because I think the combination of Sunstein and Obama has to be a scary thought for the businesses. Rewriting the regulations does not mean they're going to be good for business, and in fact will probably be much worse, but we won't know that till they're written and implemented.
Well, there's a lot of the stuff that's in the healthcare bill that has to be rewritten, that's for sure, because it's a business killer. Thank you, one and all, for the focus. Let's see what happens tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow here on the Talk Radio Council.